Wees ook zin Mishnah Hei and Mishnah Vav. So we're continuing the halachas of yodos and shomer of food, which I think is attached to the food, which can bring the tumah in and out of the food. So now we're talking about the food itself, that it's a mechatech levashel, avu pishalay miyag eino chiva. If a person chopped up, started chopping up some vegetable, even though he didn't completely remove it, but since he's trying to cook it in water, and in the cooking process it's going to fall apart, we treat it as if it was completely chopped into pieces. So if you touch one piece, it would not be in the time of the other piece, even though they're still partially connected. But if he started chopping this vegetable, lichvoish or lishlof, either to pickle it, or they would cook it for a long period of time until it hardened, and would stay together, then just to put it on the table without cooking it, then it's still a chibur. The vegetable is still considered one unit until you completely completely cut the pieces from one another. Hitzil l'faret oikol shehitzil boi einoi chibur. This is the process of completely ripping something off, and he didn't want to stop in the middle, then once he started that process, it's considered that he ripped it apart. Generally, we say that if you have a whole bunch of nuts or onions next to one another, they're considered separate entities, and if you touch one, that's tummy. And for example, if that would be a region of tummy, then the onion touching the first onion will be a shaney, and the one touching those will be shlishi. Here, there seems to be that you could chop up nuts or onions, and then they would tie them together in like a little string basket. Once that was done, since it was made to be kept as one unit, it's treated as one unit. And if you touch this whole unit, even though it's comprised of pieces of nuts and onions, the whole thing becomes the same status. So if an avatoma would touch this whole unit, the whole thing would become a rishon. He's still a part of the goyim, and he starts to remove the goyim from this bunch, or the fact of the stolen or the peel off part of the onions from that bunch also, and then it's ain't no chibur. And then we say that it's not a chibur anymore, it's not connected anymore, that the one that he started removing is considered completely disconnected from the rest, even though he didn't fully remove it. Goyim is gegen chibur achi rasis. These are nuts and almonds, which are things that have a hard pit. The peel of the pit is considered a chiba connected to the pit, and it's transferred to someone in and out of it until you completely remove the pit. The peel. In other words, the shell. In other words, if you have a shell of a nut, even if you make a hole in it or you crack it partially, and part of it still remains intact, the part that is intact is still considered part of this food, top of the food, and therefore the tumor goes in and out of it. It still has the status of a shayna.